Morning, all. today, reading something it's titled "Where Is Your Focus?" It comes from Psalms 16:8-11, and so I'll start reading that first. I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope, for You will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will You allow Your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In Your presence is fullness of joy. At Your right hand are pleasures forevermore. So I like how the verse starts off with, I have set, or I keep my eyes always on the Lord. And why does the verse start like that? Well, as we read on, we'll see the result of keeping our eyes on the Lord. So number one is that He's our strength. He is my right hand, and I shall not be moved. When we keep our eyes on the Lord, He is always with us, regardless of the battles we may be facing. He is our strength. With Him by our side, we shall not be shaken. We can rest in complete assurance that He is with us in all situations, even in our thoughts, life, and struggles and battles we have in our mind. Have you ever had something that came to your mind that gave you fear, frustration, anxiety, or anger? These are not things from the Lord. They are things the enemy uses as a strategy to shake you up. You see, Satan knows that if we take our eyes off the things of the Lord, then our eyes will be focused on what He has distracted us to see. The more frequently and longer we are distracted, the harder it is for us to refocus back on God. The Lord says that we should focus on whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, and if there is any virtue or praise, then think on these things. When we focus our eyes and think of Him, we have peace, joy, and we will not be shaken. The things of the world, as bright and vibrant as they are, or may be, pale in comparison to the brilliance and awesomeness of the Lord. Then the next point in this reading was, He gives us joy and He is faithful. Verse 9 says, therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh will also rest in hope. For You will not see my heart, for You will not leave my soul in Sheol, more will You allow Your Holy One to see corruption. As we read previously, we will have joy and peace, and we can rest when our eyes are focused on God. He takes delight in us and shows us His perfect creation, as His perfect creation. He is faithful to us and is always with us. We see His goodness in Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God in your midst, the Mighty One, will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing. This is the time with the Lord that the enemy wants to take from you. This peace and joy that He wants for you. And how does one stay in this place of perfect peace? A place of lasting joy no matter the situation? Sounds simple, but you must focus on Him always. Now the final point here is that He gives us direction and all eternal pleasures. By keeping our eyes on the Lord, we can know the path for life, and we are filled with His eternal pleasures. This is exactly why the enemy wants to take our eyes off the Lord. He wants us to lose sight of the path so we can be misled. Every step off the path is a step in the wrong direction and away from God's plan for us. Again, being distracted by the things of the world puts the eternal pleasures that are waiting for us at risk. So my prayer for us today is that we'll focus on Jesus. We will combat anything that the prince of this world tries to use to distract us. And we'll pray that we'll remember the Lord's protection and love over us. That's all. Thanks. Excellent.